Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You are listening to the Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys podcast. Sam Lubman here with Joe Shasky. We come at you every week with all the best Giants content we can think of. Like, review, rate, subscribe, share. Anything that you do with the podcast, let's get this thing around because we need more people listening to this podcast because more people need Giants baseball in their lives. That's just what our belief is here on the Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys podcast. So before we get going here, I did have a chance on Friday night to catch up with Giants rookie third baseman Casey Schmidt. Got about 10 minutes, kind of talk about just kind of his time here in the big league so far. So we're going to throw to that and then we are going to get out of here. So without further ado, here is Casey Schmidt.
Sam Lubman here on the Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys podcast. I'm here with Giants third baseman Casey Schmidt here on this lovely Friday evening. Casey, a alumni of Eastlake High School out of Chula Vista, San Diego native. Casey, what have these first few weeks in the big leagues been like for you? And have you kind of had that like, holy smokes, I'm here moment yet?
Yeah, it's been crazy. I mean, just kind of coming to the ballpark every day and just kind of being around everyone. I've been taking every moment in and just I'm just enjoying all of it. It's just so much fun.
So you've really gotten off to a torrid start here. Your name's getting mentioned with guys like Willie McCovey in terms of just what you guys were doing in, you know, the first few weeks of your career. What is that ride like when you're hearing your name mentioned with guys like Willie McCovey? What does that mean to you?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you're mentioned, you know, in the same sentence as someone like that, you know, it's just amazing. It's just mind blowing. And you know, I'm trying to just kind of come out and have fun every single day and just letting everything else take care of itself. And you know, it's been a crazy ride. I'm just really enjoying it.
Yeah, no, you really seem to me. Now, you always hear guys talk about how you don't want to get too high or too low and with things like this. I look at you though, you always seem to have just such a chill demeanor. I go into the clubhouse, you got your feet kicked up in the locker room, you always got this smile on. I mean, like, how do you keep from getting too high, too low? How do you keep so chill all the time?
Just right in the middle. Like you said, you know, baseball is a game of failure. It's a really tough game. And you know, for me, I just try to be as relaxed as I can as possible, and I try to be the same person every single day, you know, whether I'm 4-for-4 or 0-for-4, and, you know, I think just kind of carrying myself like that has kind of helped me a lot.
So you got a lot of other young guys on this team. Obviously, there's you, there's Bailey, Ryan Walker, Wisely, Sable. Just when you have, like, so many guys kind of in their first year in the clubhouse, like, what kind of a vibe does that get? Does that make it more fun? Time to talk about just kind of going on this adventure with so many other first-year players here on this team.
Those guys, you know, I've come up to the minors with them, and you know, I've played some really good games with them, and, you know, we're all here right now, and it's a special moment just to kind of look over and, you know, see them, and then see all the older guys too and other guys. It's been amazing.
So I know you did some pitching in college before switching over to infield. At what point did you make that decision to go from infield full time?
It was right after the draft. I think I was just kind of just drafted as a third baseman, and you know, I was pretty happy with that, because you know, I always knew that I had to give up one, and you know, for me, I feel like I wanted pitching to be the one that I give up, just because I like hitting and I like playing defense.
Well, yeah. So also you when you were drafted, you were a third baseman, I believe, and that's when they tried to move you to shortstop in the minors. What was like kind of learning that new position almost kind of on the fly? Was it difficult? Was it easy for you? Kind of talk about what that transition was like.
It's been a lot of fun. A lot of learning has gone on. I played shortstop until I was about 12, so just kind of going back and relearning the position and, you know, being over there and also learning how to play second base, and you know, just I'm just really enjoying just kind of learning the different positions.
You miss pitching at all?
No.
So you haven't asked Kapler if you can throw an inning yet?
No.
There you go. Between the player that, so from when you were drafted out of college compared to where you're at now, just in terms of how you've grown as a player, what do you think you've improved the most on in your game overall since you've been drafted?
I feel like just kind of different parts of my game, the hitting, fielding, you know, the mental side as well. You know, I try to get better every single day and just try to come out and help the team win any way possible.
Yeah, so I guess if you had to put your, you know, some self-reflection, what's something that maybe right now you're working on improving the most right now?
For me, it's kind of everything. It's the hitting, it's the fielding, it's, you know, base running, the mental side. I'm just making sure that I'm, you know, keeping up with those things, trying to get better every single day with them.
So you have a lot of other, you know, great veteran guys on this team. I saw you throwing JD Davis for the game. You got it for today. Get to work with Brandon Crawford. Having guys like that to kind of be able to pick their brain, what's kind of some of the things you've learned about them so far in your time here with this team?
Yeah, I mean, they've been awesome. Just being around them, you know, I mean, those guys are superstars, and, you know, I try to take every little piece of information I can from them, and, you know, they've been amazing, and I really enjoy just being around, you know, everyone.
Sam Lumman here with Casey Schmidt on the Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys podcast. Now, I saw you and JD warming up earlier today. Who was throwing harder today, you or him?
he was firing it today.
You had a rare home off day yesterday. What does Casey Schmidt like to do when he has a home off day?
Yeah, I just kind of relaxed. Yesterday I ended up going to Alcatraz, so I was able to go over there and see that. I always really wanted to.
Yeah, tell me about that.
Yeah, I've always really wanted to go out there and see it. But yeah, it was super cool just to kind of go over there and walk on the island and just be over there. So yeah, it was really cool.
Yeah, is that something you've always been wanting to do, other kind of sightseeing? So yeah, when it comes to like exploring around San Francisco, how much have you done so far? I know you've only been here for a few weeks, but how much getting around have you done?
Not too much, because, you know, we got games and then the night games, and I'm going to bed getting ready for the next day. But yeah, not too much, but yesterday I was able to go explore a little bit.
Yeah. So when you do try to get out and explore, like at Alcatraz, there are other things, like what do you kind of want to find when you go out into the city? Are you a museum guy, a shop guy? You kind of look for other fun things? Are you a food guy? What would you go look for out in the city?
I mean, a little bit of everything. I went to aquarium last time I was out here for like a camp, so that was really cool. I'm into like going to like museums and like aquariums and the kind of stuff like that.
Yeah, well, we've got to get out to Cal Academy of Sciences out in near Golden Gate Park or the DeYoung. Those are great museums to get to. So you ever get out to those?
I'll definitely take a trip to go see one of those.
Remember we were talking a couple weeks ago, you said you're a big Star Wars guy. There's a lot of Star Wars guys in this clubhouse, yeah. It seems like. Who are your favorite Star Wars characters?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oof, all time? I'm going to go Anakin Skywalker.
A lot of Anakin fans on this team. Yeah, JD too is all the same guy.
Anakin Skywalker's cool. Anakin Skywalker's one of them. I really like the Mandalorian. I really like Boba Fett. I really like Ahsoka. Obi-Wan, obviously.
When you were kind of growing up collecting stuff, were you a Lego guy, video game guy? Just get the action figures, a combination of the three? Was there a thing that you got that was like, you know, made your childhood when you got it?
It was more like baseball related kind of stuff. So if I got like a new glove, like some new wiffle balls, new bat, stuff like that, yeah. That was always super, super cool.
So you're the one, you had like all the gloves and baseballs kind of lying around the house?
Yeah, I definitely had a couple gloves lying around the house, and I always play a wiffle ball outside with my neighbors. So, you know, we'd go out there and we'd play with them.
Sour Patch Kids, why were they the secret to getting Mitch Haniger hot?
I don't know. I think it just happened. I mean, I was eating them out of a cup, and then I was just like messing around. I gave him one, he ate it, and then, you know, he had that day, and he was raking.
Was that? Do you do same color every day? A different color? Does the color matter?
I've been giving him the blue ones for the past couple weeks.
So when the blue ones stop working, do you move on to a different one?
Yeah, we'll move on. Whatever we got to do.
What about Sour Patch Kids versus like the sour watermelons? Is there a difference there?
I mean, the Sour Patch Kids, there's different flavors, so you always got to stick with it. With the moment.
That's true. So aside from Sour Patch Kids, what are the other go-to candies that you enjoy? Or is it just the Sour Patch?
Yeah, it's just the Sour Patch. I try not to have too many sweets, but yeah, big on Sour Patch. So Sour Patch cheers me. I'll be
honest. That's kind of a good go-to for everybody, right? Yeah.
So when you were growing up, who are some of the players who are your favorite players as a kid growing up? Who are the players, who's the batting stance you loved imitating when you were a kid? Or when you were pitching, who was the pitcher you loved imitating?
So funny story, me and my neighbor, we would have a little draft, and we'd draft like all these players, like all the major league players, and we'd play wiffle ball World Series kind of thing. And we'd go up there and we'd imitate the stances of the guys that we put on our team. So yeah, it's a little bit of everything. I've been able to kind of do different people's stances, pretty funny.
Who was the most fun stance that you would do?
I don't know, off the top, but I enjoy doing both because I could swing from the left side too. Yeah. So I can't just pick one. There was just so many that I just had fun doing them. Like, I don't know, there was something about them.
All right. So since you've been up here, what's been the most fun part about being a big leaguer?
I think just kind of being out here, being out with the team, being around all the fans, and just seeing my family here is awesome too. It's been really cool just to be up here and be playing over here with all these guys.
Just living the dream, right?
Definitely.
All right, a couple more, then I'll get you out of here. So, has there ever been a time in your career where you found that like other teams were kind of adjusting to you in the batter's box, so then you kind of had to make an adjustment back? How do you kind of go about making those adjustments? What's that like for you? What's that process like for you?
Yeah, I mean, baseball is a game of adjustments, and I mean, teams are going to adjust, and I just gotta find a way to go out there and compete and try to help the team win. But yeah, I'm always constantly making adjustments, trying to not to alter too much, but trying to do stuff that I know that's going to help me.
You want kind of more like drill focused, video centric?
Yeah, it's usually a mixture of both.
All right, that was Casey Schmidt joining me on for the Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys podcast, and this has been episode 58. And Giants go to Coors Field this week, Shasky. I hate saying that word; it's the worst. And a little fun fact about the Giants when they go to the Coors Field: it's never really good when the Giants start out a road trip in Coors Field because you're going from sea level to elevation right away. And it's just worse for the pitchers. Shasky, did you know that when game one of a road trip starts in Coors Field since 2000, the Giants are 10-17 in those game ones? Conversely, if game one in Coors Field is in the middle of a road trip, they are 19-21. And that is just basically the adjustment that pitchers have to go through that quickly is very brutal. Conversely, it's the opposite when the Rockies come here. When the Rockies start a road trip at Oracle Park, they never do well. The Giants in the winter. So it does go both ways.
I'll remove them from the division.
Exactly. Pretty much as miserable as Giants fans are when the Giants go to Denver, that's how miserable Rockies fans are, well, in general. But when they also come to have to play here in San Francisco. So it does go both ways. But
I'll leave you with this. I think the Rockies have the most underrated City Connect jerseys of them all. I love the white top with green half and then green bottoms, the green pants. I love the colored
pants.
The
green does kind of work up there. Yeah.
I love them. I love all the colored pants. Nobody else does but me. They look like travel teams. I love them. I love everything about it. And Giants fans, shut up about Casey Schmidt swinging too much. All right. Let the kid be a kid. He's a rookie. We've been waiting for a rookie to come up and have a great first month forever. He just did that. Okay, he swings at everything. Guess what? So did Brandon Crawford. So did Matt Williams. So did a lot of young infielders when they first came in. He's been up a month. Everyone pumped the brakes. Let me ask you this. With two strike counts, this is my favorite. He's got to learn how to work the count better. Two strike counts. In the history of baseball, going back to 1988 when they started tracking these things, there's one guy with 3,000 plate appearances in their career who hit over 265 in any two-strike count. His name is Tony Gwynn, and he batted 310, okay? Everybody needs to pump
the brakes. Tony Gwynn, it's not that hard.
No, everybody else sucks with two strikes. That's the fact.
It's rough, yeah.
So you're supposed to swing early and often. Yes, plate discipline is something he can learn, he can get better at. He'll learn how to work the count. Hitting with two strikes is an art, all right? Mm-hmm. He will get better. The discourse around Casey Schmidt swinging so much is really bugging me.
Yeah, it's a month in. This is brought up with Kapler a lot. I know Kapler's kind of gotten on me for asking about it. He told me I was being too granular for asking about it. they're not worried about Casey Schmidt there.
Yes.
Right. They're letting him play his game. Casey Schmidt isn't worried about Casey Schmidt right now. Good. He's gonna go out and play his game. He knows how to adjust. He's a smart hitter. He knows how to he knows how to work the zone. He's a rookie. You know, let him go out, let him do his thing, and eventually the results are gonna start to come around. I have full faith in Casey Schmidt. As again, like I told him today, like I feel like you and I, we're gonna be around here a while talking to each other. So
yeah,
I'm not stressing over Casey Schmidt. You know what? Let him work through his growing pains. Rookies have growing pains. Even Buster Posey had growing pains in his rookie year. It's going to happen. So just got to roll through it. And that's basically the message that I think you need to remember with all these young guys is there's going to be mistakes. You just got to roll through them. So anyway, wrapping up here, Sam Lubman and Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky, thank you for tuning in and we will see you on the next one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.